This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by BSO and ABF Creative, and is scheduled for one fall. And on the mic, we have the one and only Robert Latow.
I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They trying to take the wave from your boy. Messing with your boy, better pray for your boy. Robert Latow, keep that same energy podcast. Let's get to the opening bell. The streets want to know, what did I think about Will Smith's slap heard around the world at the Oscars? Well, the first thing is, I think white people shouldn't chime in on this. I think this is a black thing. This is black on black. These are things that you can't understand as a white person. So I think you should sit this out if you're Brittany Matthews and people like that. You wouldn't understand it. It's a black thing. So you gotta let black people work this out between each other. Because these are icons. Chris Rock, Will Smith, Denzel, Jada, Entanglement. You gotta let this work out between the blacks. You gotta stay out. Just keep your Twitter fingers to yourself. Whatever opinions you have, just keep it to yourself. Go talk to your friends about it when you're eating your ham and mayo sandwiches. Lead us to the blacks. Let us talk this through. Here's the situation. It's nuance. Once again, I try to talk about this all the time. Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, it's not the place. It's really not the place to have these nuanced conversations. Because in those areas of social media, everything is black and white. It's either y'all in or y'all out. There's no gray on social media. I saw two hashtags, Team Will Smith, Team Chris Rock. Like it's a game show. Like a Survivor, a reality show or something. It's much more nuance conversations about this. Obviously, it's, I did a little background research on it. Chris and Will have some issues. The situation is this. It goes way back. And here's what I found out. I found out that looks like Jada is Chris Rock's ex-wife's, one of her BFFs, one of her friends. And obviously there was a contentious divorce. So this goes a little deeper than the Oscars and stuff like that. It's a little deeper. It looks like Jada's taking some shots behind the scene at Christopher that you may not be aware of. And, you know, Christopher is taking some shots at Jada publicly that you are aware of. So it's a little deeper than just G.I. Jane, which is, you know, terrible movie. And, you know, Jada hasn't been in, you know, great movies. You understand. She ain't been up for no Oscars. And she's been clear about how she felt her career has been put on the back burner for William. But, so it's a little deeper than just, you know, a joke and a slap and everything. But here's the point that I want to talk about a little bit. It's about, to use a movie that Will has been in, The Pursuit of Happiness. The Pursuit of Happiness. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Just a little. The Pursuit of Happiness. Does Will Smith seem happy to you? And when I say that, I'm not talking about the Will Smith persona. Talking about Will Smith, the person. The persona always seems happy. He's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. He's always had that happy-go-lucky demeanor, right? But you have to understand, what you see in public, on social media, it's not real. You know, when he was talking about his book, the man got some issues. And a lot of his issues are directly related to his marriage. And here's the thing about marriage. And you'll see some people say this. And they're right. They say right when they say this. But let me. But it's nuance. They say, you know, you want a husband to protect his wife. Of course. It's 100% true. You have two main goals as a married man. If you have kids, you're a protector to your wife and your kids. Like, that's your two main things. But what happens when your wife is not a protector of you? And then all of a sudden, your emotions, your reactions, the way you handle yourself publicly, are not in line with the person that you really are. Is Will Smith a guy that just is slapping people on stage doing Oscars? Or has he been driven to that because of years of jokes and memes and embarrassments? I'm not saying Will doesn't cheat, but, you know, I didn't see, you know, him talking about getting with Harley Quinn on TV. You know, he cheats. Just, you know, when he talks about the marriage, he always talks about this with Jada on it. Jada didn't believe in monogamy. Jada didn't believe in traditional marriage. Jada didn't believe in this. So he went out searching for validation from other people. His wife did not believe he was enough. Now imagine holding that for 20 years. You're holding in your mind from jump. Your wife doesn't think you're good enough. She thinks a dead rapper better man than you. Tupac's been dead since 1996. I remember the day. It's 2022. I don't think he's coming back. I don't think he's coming back. It's a long time. I think, RIP. The GOAT. One of the GOATs. But your wife, your living wife, thinks a dead rapper is more of a man than you, more talented than you, more deep than you. I'm sitting on that 20 years. 20 plus years. You gotta go on TV and she talks about how these younger men felt a void for her. That you couldn't. How she was infatuated with these women. Doesn't really seem to give a damn about you. You're sitting on that 20 years. You try to come out with your book, and people are making fun of you and laughing at you and say you're pathetic, and why are you still with her after all this? She's embarrassing you left and right. You're talking about it. You sound crazy. You're going on with Oprah's best friend, just sounding silly. You're sitting on that for 20 years. And then the fact that he probably should have won an Oscar before. He's a very good actor. I think he's acted in better things than King Richard, but whatever. It's the same thing with like Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, after a while, you just got to give it to him because, you know, they've been screwed before. So, you know, this is your night. It's not a really, you're not going up against any giants. This is your night. You're going to win the Oscars. And here come Chris Rock, who's been needling you and your family for years because he's still annoyed at his ex-wife. And here he comes. And then at first, you're laughing because that's what you do. You're Will Smith. You're the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You're joking around. Ha, ha, ha. Everything's funny. Then it just hits you. After 20 years of sitting on it. You just lose it. You lose it. I don't know if he actually thought in his mind what he was going to do when he was walking up there. He just felt that he had to do something. He slapped him. Chris Rock could slap like a G. We need to slap. Say, man, you slapped me. That's messed up. Finished his set. Went about his business. Denzel had to go talk to him, calm him down. Because he snapped. It's as simple as that. You don't know when you're going to snap. That's the thing. People are like, well, it's the Oscars. I can, yeah. You don't know. When you snap, you snap. Be anywhere. He had had enough. He had enough public embarrassment. And he snapped. Had nothing to do with alopecia and G.I. Jane. Had to do with 20 years of just sitting on it. He's doing red carpets. The lady's talking about entanglements on the red carpet. Chris Rock was just the final big boss of his struggle. And he took it out on Chris Rock. Now, Chris Rock, to his credit, didn't try to press charges on him and all of this stuff. Then you have people arguing back and forth with it justified and black women. Here's the problem with social media. They take real singular issues and then they try to expand them out. This has nothing to do with violence against black women and all of this stuff. He's a comedian. It's Chris Rock. He's a black comedian. He's comedians. I just telling my friend Daniel. I said, we're not going to have comedians by 2030. And next 8 years, nobody's going to be able to laugh. Nobody's going to be able to tell a joke. Nobody's going to be able to tell a joke. I grew up in the era of Eddie Murphy, kind of the back end of Richard Pryor, Martin Lawrence, Chris Tucker, Bernie Mac, Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer. I grew up with the greats of comedy. I can't think of the one guy. There's a couple of others. The guy that was in Undercover Brother. The guy was in House Party. House Party, yeah, you know. These are the greats. The guy was in, Friday After Next. Big Little Pimpin'. I can't think of all the names, but you know what I'm talking about. These are the greats. You put in, go on YouTube. And you put on Bernie Mac from the Kings of Comedy. And really listen to that routine. I think that would fly in 2022. We lose it. In the immortal words of Michael Irvin, we lose the recipes. Nobody can say anything. Everybody's overly sensitive. Sometimes there's just a singular issue. There's no need to get deep. There's no need for think pieces. You got a black man that's been embarrassed by his wife for 20 years. A comedian that's pissed off at the black man's wife for being friends with his ex-wife. Jokes that one individual thought went too far. Snapped, slapped the man. And that's it. That's all it is. There's no extra. This is not about black women. It's not about alopecia. This is not about violence, oh my God, and somebody slapped somebody, he's probably an abuser at home. I didn't know what it's done about that. It's a singular issue. One man just fed up. Another man was like, I'm going to tell jokes about this because I don't like this woman. And they had an altercation. Happens every day in life. It's not that serious. The think pieces are not necessary. It's not necessary. Will doesn't seem happy. Won an Oscar, he didn't seem happy when he won the Oscar. Seemed upset. Just didn't seem right. And yeah, he pulled it together because he's Will Smith. He's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So of course he pulled it together at the Variety party and was dancing to get jiggy with it and talking to fans on the street. He snapped out of the persona to his real self. Then he snapped back. That's all it is. When you have to live a persona for a very long period of time and you're not really your real self, that can wear on you. I see it every day in sports and media and entertainment. People are living a persona, not living who they are. Now, some people can do it really well. They know when to turn that persona on, when to turn it off, right? Turn it on, turn it off. Remember when I was talking about the Deshaun Watson the other day? And somebody was like, I can't believe LeBron was, you know, he's excited about Deshaun Watson coming to the Browns. Well, what happened was, is LeBron at that moment, and he's getting, when you get a certain age, you just drop the persona, right? He's getting to that age where he just doesn't care. Because, you know, he's got some happy endings too. When, you know, when you're 20 years in, you start to stop caring. Remember Kobe had the persona? And then he saw what happened when the white girl accused him of rape. He saw what you know, he saw things for what they really were. Dropped the persona. Just became himself. Some people have the persona on. Like, say Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson has, he's magic pretty much all the time. But if you actually talk to some people, Irvin is not somebody to mess with. Ask some people deep in the Lakers organization when he was running, is Irvin somebody you want to cross? Not Magic. Irvin. Some people are unapologetically themselves. And that's normally why they're happier people. You know, like Charles Barkley. Chuck is just who you're going to get. Will Smith has been living a persona probably since the day after he dropped Brand New Funk. It was probably, you know, he's a persona. And let me just say this. The persona is a part of your personality. It doesn't mean you're fake. It's just a part of your personality. Me and my dad was talking about this. Like, sometimes you, there are times you gotta turn it on for various reasons. If I'm on the radio, if I'm on TV, even if I'm doing the podcast, I gotta give you guys a little extra, right? I can't just be on here like, yeah, you know, Will Smith, and I gotta give you a little something. You pay attention for 15 minutes. So it's not that it's fake. It's just a part of you. But sometimes the persona takes over everything. And you start losing your real self. It's the whole Hulk, Bruce Banner thing. Like, who's really in control? Now, you go back, you think about Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Jazzy Jeff, and all. You think about what people saw his perception as at that point in his life. And then you actually talk to people that was on the set with him. You even talk to him about the thing he broke and failed marriage and got the black lady kicked out of the black Aunt Viv. Like, that's not part of the persona. That's the real, that was the real him. And he's trying to tell you a little bit in his book about the real Will. People still, you know, making fun of him and stuff. Like, they don't want the real Will. They won't get jiggy with it. The guy that went up there and slapped. And this is not the first time Will Smith has slapped somebody. Remember the guy tried to kiss him and he slapped him? Will Smith's been slapping. He, you know, I don't know if that's a West Philly thing, but he likes to slap some people. Will slap some, you know, slap you. It's not like, this is not the first time we've seen Will, you know, slap punch somebody that he felt disrespected by. Because that's the real him in there, in that Fresh Prince persona. It's in there somewhere. What you see on social media is people pretending. Those are their personas. Those are their personas. I say this all the time. I don't know what it was. Like, do you really care? Like, today, Monday, is your life, like, changed any because Will Smith smacked Chris Rock? You didn't do anything to your day. Are you really upset about it? Are you really mad about it? You really have emotions about it? Do the Academy really care? No, of course not. The ratings are up. Do I, as a website owner, care? No. You think the New York Post cares? No. Traffic's up. Think TMZ cares? Of course not. Traffic's up. E! Entertainment, they love it. Ratings up. Nobody cares. Do you really care about this stuff? You don't. You're a persona. You're doing it for clout. You're doing it for clout. You're out there saying all this stuff and writing these long tweets and Instagram messages. You're doing it for clout. You don't care. You don't care about Will and Jada. You don't care about Chris Rock. You don't. I know you don't. Nobody cares about them. You shouldn't. If you do, it's a problem. If you care more about like a celebrity couple than your own, that's a problem in and of itself. That's a whole other different discussion. I understand. I'm not saying you can't have opinions. I think, you know, when stuff happens, people do like to talk about it. That's fine. The problem is you can't really talk about it to certain people because they don't know how to have conversations because they don't really know how to talk to people like face to face because all their communications for their life has been on social media. So you can't have a conversation. I can't sit here and say, well, you know something, I can see both sides of the equation. I really can't. They can't just be going around slapping people. It's not a great look for the brothers. And I'm not one to be like looking for white affirmation or anything. But if you don't want to do stuff that just makes your people look bad. You know, slapping people at the Oscars is not the best look. But then I understand sometimes people do need to be slapped. He should have did it, maybe in a more private setting. But, sometimes you snap. Ain't nothing you can do about it. When you just had enough, you've had enough. And people are like, well, Chris Rock should have beat him up. Well, first of all, I think he was in shock. You just don't expect somebody to slap you at the Oscars. But it's almost like Will is in a cult. It's like she has some weird hold over him. And she doesn't, she makes him act out his worst self. That's a problem. If you're with someone that brings out the worst of you, that's not someone that you want to be with. She seems to bring out the worst in Will Smith. That's whatever that secondary persona is. I'm sure there's a fresh, and like I said, I'm not saying you got split personalities or anything. Like this is, everybody has different things inside of them, different personas inside of them. So he has a Fresh Prince, a Bel-Air persona, the Will Smith actor persona. And, he has probably this version of himself that is happy. There is probably a regular version in there. And then he has this version, the one that Jada brings out of him. And that's not healthy. And I think guys who married or been in relationships, if your woman is bringing out the best or the worst in you, okay? And if you've had a girl that brings out the worst in you, you know what the difference is with someone who brings out the best in you. I think he needs to get divorced. He's, 50 or something now? Get divorced. Go find someone peaceful. Go find someone unproblematic. Go find someone who doesn't consistently say that you're not enough for me. Because if a woman causes you at the peak of your accomplishments in your career to act out in a way that you slap someone at the Oscars in front of millions of people on your biggest day and she makes it about her, just think about that. I just want you to think about that. Let me say it one more time before I go. If on your biggest day of your life, where your accomplishments over the past 30 years are going to be recognized at the biggest award show for actors and actresses in the world, and your wife causes you to act out and slap a man, another black man, and make that the story, and not you winning the Oscar, you need to take a couple of days, go stay at the Marriott or whatever, the Waldorf Astoria, Ritz-Carlton, whatever rich people do. He needs to take a couple of days, sit down, watch some Netflix, have a couple of drinks, have some room service, put on his robe, turn his phone off, turn his laptop off, just a couple of days, just sit there and be like, is this the version of myself that I want to put out there for the rest of my career? Do I want to be known as Will Smith, Oscar winner, famed rapper, overall good guy, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, someone that's given opportunities to hundreds of black actresses and actors and people behind the scenes because of his philanthropy and wanting to help young people get into the industry? Or do I want to be known as the man that slapped Chris Rock because of my wife and everybody making fun of me because of entanglements and all of that stuff? Just think real hard about that. Real hard about that. You know, forget social media, forget what everybody's saying, forget what the Daily Mail and media takeout, forget every shade room, forget what I'm saying, forget all of that. Sit in that room for 3 days. I'm going to sit in there for 3 days. I'm going to sit in there 3 days in your robe. A couple of drinks, have some nice breakfast, some nice dinner. Don't go nowhere. Just get catered on. Turn off your phone. And it's 3 days sitting there and say, what do I want to be known as I go into the last chapter of my life over these next 20, 25 years? Do I want to be known as the 50-year-old man that gets so upset over a joke because I have such pent-up aggression and anger and hurt of what my wife has done to me over these last 25 years that I will slap a man on the night where I know I'm going to be recognized finally for all the work that I've done in Hollywood? I was a 16-year-old rapper, and now I'm an Oscar winner. But that's overshadowed because my wife made me so upset that I'm so fearful of her not accepting me for who I am, that I'm not enough for her, that I felt the need that I had to go slap a man for her to have some validation about me being enough man, me being better than a dead rapper, me being better than a middle-of-the-road R&B singer. 3 days. I just want them to think about that. Will, if you're listening, and I know you are, I'm just saying this for your own benefit. I can't make the decision for you. Take 3 days. And just think about that. You knew when you got to the Oscars, you was going to win. Nobody was going to remember a Chris Rock G.I. Jane joke. All they was going to remember was your acceptance speech. Now forever and a day, that slap is going to follow you. And I'm not like talking like Stephen A. Smith, like it's tarnished his career. They ain't done none of that. He's Will Smith. He's going to get his whatever movies he want to get into. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about what anybody else thinks. Your career's not tarnished and stained. I don't know. I care about it. I'm talking about your own happiness. I don't know about your own happiness. Your William Smith. Your happiness. Don't care about your career and all that stuff. Your happiness. On the day that you knew you was winning the Oscar, because of everything that your wife has done to you over the past 25 years, you could not hold it together through one G.I. Jane joke. You snapped. Think about how you would have to be mentally to know that. It would be like me, right? On the day, say, I got a TV show, brand new, my TV, the Robin Littell show, on whatever, on ESPN, or whatever, TNT, or whatever. And somebody was like, oh, yeah, such and such, you do your gossip blog, all you do is gossip, you don't do real news, it's black gossip online. And I punched the producer. Like, come on. 3 days, Will. 3 days to decide where you want to go from here. Do you want to continue to be this guy? Or do you want the pursuit of happiness? Do you want to be the guy that sells those little machines with the stockbroker and now y'all happy? Y'all let it loose, bro. And I don't use bro lightly. You gotta let her loose. I appreciate you listening. Please follow me on Twitter at BSO, Facebook Black Sports Online, Instagram and YouTube BSOTV. Big shout out to ABF Creative for helping put this podcast together. I'm out.